Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, and also what we can try and observe in our dark island skies. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we've got him on the line right now. Welcome back, Christopher. What's in store for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for the planet Jupiter as it begins to get lower in the sky towards the west after sunset. This week, the moon will be waxing, which means it'll be getting slightly brighter as the week goes on, so stargazing should still be good till the weekend.
You've got very exciting news on a discovery that ended up producing the first detailed image of another star.
That's right. During the summer months here in Hawaii, we are treated to an incredible vista, that of the galactic center of our Milky Way galaxy. You can see it in the south once the sun sets, and it resembles a misty river of stars reaching across the heavens. One of the brightest stars is called Antares, or as we know it here in Hawaii, Lehuakona. It lies in the constellation of Scorpius, which we know as Kamakau Nui o Maui. Astronomers using the Very Large Telescope in Chile have captured the most detailed images of Antares ever taken.
So this is pretty amazing. Normally we don't get to see stars up close.
Well, as you know, the problem with directly imaging other stars in our galaxy is that they are very far away. Even a huge star can look like a tiny pinprick with the largest of telescopes.
How'd they do it?
Well, this was all down to the Very Large Telescope itself, which isn't actually one telescope at all. It consists of 4 8-meter telescopes with several smaller telescopes around it. And the cool thing about the VLT is that it is able to link these telescopes to mimic a larger telescope.
And so the image they'll do is sort of a composite from all of the telescopes in one giant image.
That's right. It's incredibly complicated, though, because the timing between the telescopes has to be just right.
If they're linking them all together, how big of a telescope, in terms of the power of the thing, are they able to create?
Amazingly, they were able to mimic the presence of a 200-meter telescope. And that's how they were able to capture these incredible images.
One of which we've got at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, where we keep Stargazer online.
That's absolutely right.
And we appreciate you getting us that. It's Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.